And Mike, I mean, tell me about, you know, it's been a busy day, but I mean, I know you got to be excited about coming out here, seeing some more Tikes fans.
It is. It's been not too busy yet. We've had a couple stops in elementary school and shoe carnival, and it's fun coming out here, you know, seeing the fans and giving them a chance to come see us and say hi and get an autograph.
Have you had a chance to either talk to Chance Wormack and not to say that again, but Chance Wormack since he got drafted? Or
I have not. I think he came in the building, obviously, during the second day of the draft, and I wasn't there, and I think all the rookies come in this coming Monday to come work out with us, so we'll get a chance to see them all then and, you know, see how they do.
What are your first impressions of him in that pick there in the first round?
You know, obviously, he's got a lot of pressure. I'm sure he knows that 10th pick. He's coming to, you know, start right away. He's the guy that's going to be the right guard, so he's a big, powerful guy, it seems like, and it's just a matter of how fast he can, you know, understand and pick up the offense and wants to learn.
Talk about the season that you guys had last year and your expectations of moving forward this season.
It wasn't good. You know, we've been having some meetings and installing and watching film from some of the games last year, and it's just you kind of put them behind you as fast as possible and really try to forget some of those games that we had. And seeing the footage just kind of brings back that pain and anger, which is good. It makes you want to work. So definitely, you know, having all the new guys we have in, new coaches, get everybody motivated to work hard and not let that happen again.
Mike, though, you know, even with you know, not the season that you would like to have, the fact that, you know, I think you guys had maybe four or five different type of offensive line rotation just because of the health of the team and we're not at that position. Tell me about just finally being healthy, getting into minicamp.
Yeah, I mean, we had, I think somebody said 11 different starting O-lines that we started with. Watching some of that film and seeing some of the guys that were out there, I don't know how I didn't remember being out there with some of those guys. I think it was that rough that I was just trying to put it out of my mind and I kind of get through it. But it'll be nice to, you know, get our five that we have and get everybody healthy and working together and build that cohesiveness that you need.
You know, you and Dave are, you know, bookends on that line. Can you talk about just, you know, what you all have talked about this offseason, just, you know, trying to, quote, unquote, right the ship a little bit nationally?
Yeah, I mean, we're the eldest ones in the room now, in the O-line room, so it's kind of on us to make sure the room goes the way we want it to go and lead all the young guys by example and even the veterans that came in too, and make sure we do things the right way and work hard and just stay focused.
And when healthy, you know, a lot of people in the league and around the league know that, you know, you guys are arguably, you know, if not the best, one of the best lines in the league. Have you guys just, you know, obviously talked about just getting back, you know, to that elite level like you have been?
We haven't talked a ton about it, but it'll definitely be our goal. And, you know, it puts some of that pressure on you. But at the same time, it's something we should cherish and try to be. And if people, you know, want to call us that, then we should make sure we give them a reason not to, you know, don't give them a reason not to call us that. And work to be the best line in football.
Do you get the feeling that it's on you guys this year to prove that CJ is the running back that everyone believes that he can be?
It always is. You know, we take that stuff personally. It's one of the few ways that O-line can get graded, you know, rushing yards and sacks and all that stuff. So anytime he doesn't do well, we obviously want to correct that and try to fix it. And, you know, fixing the O-line so far, and hopefully, you know, CJ is ready to work too, and we all work together and can right the ship.
Is there kind of a sense of urgency for this franchise?
I think so. I think you can tell it from players, coaches, everybody. You know, it wasn't even close to what we wanted to be last year, and we just need to fix it. It doesn't matter what it takes, just hard work. Doesn't matter who's in there. Best people should be on the field to make it work.